haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. What she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her.
The following podcast features views and opinions that are not representative of the collective views of the Whispers groups. Some of these views may not be suitable for children. Accordingly, the producers and hosts of the Missy AE podcast must insist that no one attempt to take anything that is being said as representative of the views of any of the Whispers groups.
Welcome back to another edition of the Missy AE show. Tonight, our version is recapping the premiere episode of Survivor 42. I'm really excited about tonight. In all honesty, sometimes when I do these things, it's kind of like, God, I got to go do this. It's my job. But I'm excited tonight because we've got so much to get slammed into this one night. I mean, not just the show last night and looking ahead, but we've got other things to talk about. We've got contestants to talk about being on the CBS version of the challenge. We got to make our picks tonight. Yeah, we let you see the first episode. Now you got to make your picks tonight. And couple other things. First of all, I'll get one of them out of the way. I am doing this podcast from jail. I am in Facebook jail. They did not like today what all of our members like and why they feel safe to be in Whispers. We make sure that people post about the topic. They stay on topic. They don't attack each other. They don't attack the poster. Well, that happened, and I simply went in and did a reminder, stay on topic, don't attack the poster. And, you know, 50-50. Sometimes they're like, okay, they don't say nothing. And then other times, like today, David Jones, yep, David Jones decided to lash back at me because I was just trying to keep it civil and stay on topic. And I did way, way less than I have in the past. There are times in the past I have started getting on someone where everyone was messaging each other, letting everybody know, hey, come show up. Jim's doing it. Today I just simply said, bye, bitch. And I tossed him out. Well, Facebook didn't like that. They got on to me, told me, I don't remember exactly what they took away from me at that point, but my next step was to go to the mods, our mods only group, and warn them, let them know, don't do this or you'll get in trouble. And it was almost like I walked right into a trap. I'm doing my post and I'm saying, don't do this because I just got in trouble and I can't post for like 24 hours. So whenever you kick somebody out, do not say bye, bitch. And I wasn't thinking, okay, Facebook is going to see it in the only mods group too. So dang, they zapped me again for saying bitch in the damn mods group.
Yeah, because Jim, didn't you know?
So they
didn't
got me.
You know, Jim?
I mean,
you were,
that
you
was.
Were
it's up. Like I told Steve today. The first one, I own it, and he deserved it. And I'm sure our members, when I get back and I go in there and post, I'm sure our members will respect what I was doing. The second one, that was my dumbass just wasn't thinking. I'm sitting here walking into this shit again.
Yeah, well, Jim, didn't you know not only did Facebook consider you bullying this David Jones, which, by the way, David Jones, hope you enjoyed your little 15 minutes of fame. Not only did they consider you bullying him, but apparently you must have bullied us too, because you said bye, bitch, to all of us.
Yeah, yeah, I guess I bullied my own mods. I bullied my own mods to warn them not to say that.
Because that is
so. Anyway,
reason,
so after that, I went back. I had this wild idea. I'm going to go back and look at, you know, because I did dispute it, which will do no good. And Tim Gross, I appreciate you doing the same thing, but it won't work. Sometimes it does, but it won't work on this one because I clearly said it. And, I mean, I can't deny it. I admit I said it. But things have changed because used to, that was nothing. But I did go back and look, and I showed Steve this during the day. Since, like, 2018, there have been, I've had 50, this is going to sound bad, but once you hear the outcome of it, it's going to be better. I've had 55 violations on Facebook.
That's only a fraction of the earlier years. That's only a fraction of the earlier years.
You're right, Steve. It could have been way worse, but 55 violations. Now, here's the other thing about that. 38 times out of the 55, they reviewed it and said they made an error. I didn't do anything wrong. So
apparently this one wasn't one of those times, I guess.
Yeah, this is not going to be one of those times, but you know, let them keep allowing all the fake accounts on there. Using celebrities' names, the fake accounts set up just to pimp Donald Trump, all of that's okay, and they want to get on me for trying to keep our groups spam-free, flame-free, and keep people on topic and not attacking each other. So I paid the price. I think I don't know. I got 24 hours that I can't post anywhere, even on my own account, or I can't click like or anything anywhere. And then I got 2 days I can't do anything in the groups, which I own and operate. And I was trying to keep clean by getting rid of this guy. And then there's
God
something
forbid
down below that, Steve, where your posts are going to be, like, shoved way to the bottom where nobody will see them.
Yeah, for the next month, if I recall correctly,
yeah,
is what it said.
Yeah.
The next month.
But I don't think that's in the groups. I think it's how it pops up on the timeline.
Yeah, that's what it.
Yeah.
That's how I took from it, at least.
Yeah. So anyway, there you go. I'm into it with Facebook again. And at least this time, when JJ looked at it, she's like, okay, they screwed you over this time. You didn't deserve this. And I'm like, whoa, you actually agree with me this time? Because normally she's like, you went too far. You went too far. But this time she's like, yeah, they screwed you over.
Oh, this is nothing to Jim, this is nothing compared to some of the classics from years ago. This is nothing.
Oh, I know.
Compared to that,
like I said, Steve, in the years past, I'm not just saying this for drama or bragging. People would start messaging each other saying, hey, get to whispers because Jim's going off. This is going to be good. They loved it. They enjoyed it. for two reasons.
One,
it was funny. One, it was funny. And two, they knew I was getting rid of an ass clown that was not following rules and being pretty much of a troll and a flamer. And we don't allow that in Whispers. We don't do that. That is why Whispers was started. It's because I was on Survivor Sucks and I saw how they allowed their members to talk to each other and flame each other and troll each other, and I decided, man, this ain't for me. I'm going to go start my own thing, and I'm not going to allow this. That's how Whispers got started. So, no, we're not going to allow people to do that, whether I agree with an opinion or not. And that was the whole thing about this. It was the whole topic was about being woke. We're back on this damn woke stuff. Somebody asked, was the first episode woke, like last season or whatever? And this guy goes in and tells this person, if you think this or this or this or this, you're just really small-minded. So he went after them instead of the topic. So that's when I stepped in, and all I did was a reminder. Stay on topic. Don't attack each other. And then he attacks me. So, yeah, he's gone. But I guess I used the wrong word.
Clearly, all five-letter words are now banned from Facebook. So that means even my own name is banned from Facebook.
But what happened with me and mods when I did that, when I went in there to try to warn all of you guys? And then I try to post it, and I get zapped again. I get zapped for the second offense. All I could do was sit there and look at the screen and laugh, because I walked right into that shit. I mean, I just walked right into it. I didn't even stop and think, don't say. I thought, we're in mods, nobody could see it, and obviously Facebook was watching me and they saw it. So
somebody did.
I couldn't do anything but laugh at that second one. The first one I was kind of mad at, because I was just trying to protect whoever he was attacking. That's all I was doing. And whether or not I agree with their opinion or not is irrelevant. You know, everybody in Whispers needs to feel it's safe to be there, and you're not going to get attacked just because you post your opinion. So, anyway, all right, that is my comments from jail tonight. My second comment is, and I know she's got to be here, even though she's celebrating, happy birthday, Melissa.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You knew I wouldn't forget. But and I did think you would be here, because after that first episode last night, we got a lot of talk about. I mean, it looks like a promising season, and we had so much happen in episode one. We got to catch up, and then we've got a lot of looking ahead to do. A lot of looking ahead. But did you have a good birthday today?
Yeah, I did. You know, when you get to a certain age, birthdays are just like another day. So
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. And I fully admit I stole this from a movie I saw. One of the favorite movies that I like. But my last birthday, JJ said, So how many candles we put on the cake, Jim? And I said, Just set the sumbitch on fire. But
oh, Jim,
if anybody wants to see that in the movie, that came from, and I will tell you, it's a great movie to watch. Murphy's Romance with James Garner and Sally Field. Great movie. Older guy, younger woman, fall in love, and she's kidding with him about the birthday cake, and that's what he tells her.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jim, not only do we have the birthday girl today, but we also have Eddie joining us. We also have Alexis. A lot of people know him or her previously as Evan, but he now goes by Alexis. And we also have JB in the chat, but he said he will be joining us at around 9:30 or so here on the call.
Okay. All right. Good. Good to have you here, Eddie. We've got Melissa here. We'll get JB here as soon as his dog will let him show up. He's been having dog issues. And Alexis, I'm going to do my best to not mess up the name, but cut me some slack if I mess up every once in a while. I'll know it right away. I'll be like, oops, I messed up.
Jim, I still
don't worry, I will.
Huh?
I will take it again.
Steve, did you say something?
What? Well, I was gonna say I still struggle every now and then every time I talk with Alexis on the sports pod. So.
Okay. All right. Well, it's just a name.
At least I believe that's Alexis. Alexis, this is you, right? Because you messaged me saying it was this number.
This is Alexis.
Wait. Wait a minute. Alexis. Is this your first time calling in this season?
No. Well,
no.
I didn't call in last week.
Steve, something ain't right.
Well, I got a message from the account.
That's not the voice that goes with that name.
You know what? It very well could be.
I just got a message from post in mods.
But that's not the voice I know.
Yeah, I know. And Tim just confirmed to me too that is the voice because he's heard it before.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, he just I just got a message from Tim right now on Facebook, and actually, speaking of which, Tim is joining us right now on the pod.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Tim. All right.
How is everyone tonight?
Well, I'm in jail, and I'm confused, and we're having a birthday party, and how can it get any better than that? and let me throw one other thing out at you guys, just so you can have another laugh on me since I'm in Facebook jail. I was going to go to the Razorbacks basketball game tomorrow in Tampa, Florida, in the SEC tournament. But we are supposed to have rain tomorrow turning into sleet and 3 inches of snow. So,
oh, fun. That was about the weather I had yesterday.
Yeah, so JJ says, you think you're going to leave here and you're going to Tampa, Florida for a basketball game and you're going to leave us here? And I'm like, well, see, it could just be one game. If we lose, it's like have to come right back. So it shouldn't be like a family trip. And she's like, but the weather here and you're going to go to Florida? So I think all of you know who won that argument.
Oh my God! Yeah, I remember that post that was posted earlier this week. Oh man.
Okay, Eddie, good to have you here, buddy.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm interested in getting your comments tonight, as well as Alexis, Melissa, Steve, Tim, JB when he gets here, and maybe Kansas is going to show up, maybe Teresa, Reggie, I don't know. I don't know who's going to be here, who's not going to be here. But we got a lot to get into. I've covered my jail, the birthday. I'm going to cover the challenge stuff after Survivor because a lot of you are going to be interested in some of these players that are going to be on the CBS version of the challenge. We're going to get picks tonight. We're going to get top three picks since you got to see the first episode. So let's dive into last night. Last night, Melissa, last night, pretty good premiere episode, don't you think?
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Pretty good. Typical female. It's hard to impress her.
Oh, it's not that. I thought it was really good, but I do know that a couple of my favorites, changed on a couple of players.
Okay.
After seeing them in action.
Yeah.
One in particular.
Well, and see that happens, Melissa, every year. Mm-hmm. People read the bios and they see the preseason interviews and everything, and they pick out their favorites. And then when, you know, you see them on TV, you're like, that ain't quite the person I thought they were.
Right, exactly.
So
that's
why we give a week for you to see it, you know, before you make your picks.
I know that this person will still make the merge and all of that stuff, but I'm not cheering for her as much as I was. And that means
okay.
Rhea.
Well, okay. All right.
Hey, you know what? Before Kansas gets on, if you have any spoiler news, you might want to get that out of the way.
I didn't think about that.
I know.
Well, I've got some stuff. I've got some very deep stuff that I'm not going to say yet. But how about we just look at jury? How about I give you some jury names and some possible jury names? Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me bring up my list. Let's see if it matches what I have.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna give you some for sure and some possible.
All right.
There will be some big names that I'm sure you're looking at that I leave out, and you can maybe figure out, well, could they be in the final three, or why is he leaving them out? But for sure, jury names. All right, let's start off with Hai, H-A-I.
Yep.
For sure, jury.
Yep.
Chanel, for sure, jury.
Yep.
Tori, for sure, jury.
Yep.
Omar, for sure, jury.
Uh-huh.
Jonathan, the challenge beast, for sure,
yep.
jury.
Drea,
for sure,
yeah.
jury.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, these are very probable. Very probable. Lindsay, very probable. Mariah,
okay.
very probable.
Okay.
And possible, leaning towards probable, but possible, Jenny.
Yep.
And Jenny and Roxroy.
Yeah. The only person that I had different is Lindsay. I don't have her making merge.
Okay.
Honestly, right. that's kind of the same vibe that I got from last night's show, just based off of how
yeah.
of how everybody was being presented.
Now that
yeah,
also
thought,
okay, we can also bring up the other side of it as no chance in hell, and I'll give you Daniel as a no chance in hell. So that's where we kind of stand. Now, there's some other names that weren't mentioned, and you have to figure out if they are pre-jury, jury, or final three.
Okay.
We did not mention Aswati. We didn't mention her. We did not mention Mary Ann. We did not mention Mike. We did not mention Romeo.
Lydia.
We did not mention Lydia. I think that's everyone. Is that right, Melissa? Didn't we just cover everybody?
I think so.
Okay. All right. So there. We got that in before Kansas calls, if she calls. Eddie, any of that surprise you?
No. No, not at all. I was hoping Mary Ann made it further, but, you know.
Well,
Mary
Ann's name wasn't mentioned. Mary Ann's name wasn't mentioned. Maybe she makes it very far. Maybe she's
yeah.
not jury. Maybe she's final three.
Yeah. Yeah, don't give up on her.
See,
yep.
if they weren't mentioned, they are either pre-jury or final three, probably. So.
With the edit that Marianne got last night, I would be very shocked if she was pre-jury, because I got that, just like I said in the cast assessment, I got and it became even more evident to me last night, I got a very veteran Cerie type vibe from her. And I know
mm-hmm.
what people somebody said last night in the live chat that Cerie wasn't as confident going in her first season as Marianne seems to be, and that Ceri was very naive and whatnot. And Marianne, when I had said that she reminds me of Ceri, I'm talking about the veteran Ceri, the Ceri who already had her, who already, you know, had a lot of experience of playing the game.
Yeah.
And it just became very clear to me last night of how she was being presented that really raised my antenna up.
Well, let me throw this out there too. All of us really diehard Survivor fans who really get deeply into it, even on the internet, we pretty much know that Jeff Probst prefers a male winner. That's when he gets really excited. We all know that the word is that they really loved season 42 more than season 41. So everyone jumped on the bandwagon of, well, we're going to have a male winner. Let me give you this option. Could Jeff Probst be happy with a season that ended with someone like Marianne winning it?
Yep.
I think if the female were to win, I could see him being happy with Marianne winning.
Yep.
Okay.
Me too. But he was taken by her. If you didn't notice, he was taken by her when they first arrived on the beach, and she was just so full of energy and excitement. And I think he really.
Well, it's like I said on Twitter last night. How can you not love this girl? How?
Right.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
you just want to hug her. So keep that in mind. Keep that in your thoughts, Eddie. We know Jeff loves male winners. We know he loved this season. But could he be happy with someone like Marianne winning?
I think the only female he'd be happy with winning is Marianne. At least this season.
Yeah, unless the edit continues on Tori, because I had this strange vibe, Eddie, and you can tell me. Last night I had this really weird feeling. Jonathan is getting a Ozzy edit, and Tori is getting a Parvati edit.
I agree. You saw my comments about Jonathan. Jason and the Argonauts is like Hercules.
Yeah, I mean, it was like...
I mean, every time
I mean,
they
I didn't
him,
even
it
have
like,
to think.
Oh,
it just
God.
Came right to me. It was like, that's Ozzy, that's Parvati.
If you think back
to that first little challenge, Tori had him beat till she slipped going back to camp. She beat him up to get the paddles and everything and had the lead coming back until she slipped and fell, and then he passed her. So she's probably pretty badass.
Jim, we have, I believe, Austin joining us now.
Yep. It's
hey,
me.
Austin.
Hello.
Hey, Austin.
Austin, hey. I'm in Facebook jail. Yep. I'm in Facebook jail. You got Facebook bail?
I wish I did. I don't know how many times this has been for you being jail. You must have your own cell at this point.
You know what? You could have went all night and not said. You could have went all night and not said that.
What's the number, Justin? What's the number just above infinity? Because that's the number of times Jim's been in Facebook jail.
He probably has
yeah,
a cell with his
now,
name scrawled
now
in
it's different. Used to I was taking up for myself. Now I'm trying to take up for other people getting attacked, mm-hmm. and I still go to jail.
Yeah, that's not right.
Oh, gosh. Oh, and to catch you up, we also, everyone was wishing Melissa a happy birthday. Today is her birthday.
Happy birthday, Melissa.
Thank you.
And
thanks,
now
everyone.
We were talking about, now,
excuse me.
I was giving out information before Kansas got on here, and mm-hmm. So I'll try to catch you up real quick, and then we'll get your thoughts
on
it.
I have been listening I just couldn't get into the chat room or anything.
Okay,
so
you heard.
Yeah,
good deal.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, let me go to Tim. Tim, what do you think about the stuff I said about the definite jury people, possible jury people, who it left out? Are they in the final three? Are they pre-jury? What do you think about all that?
Yeah, honestly, none of that surprised me too much. I think, I'll be honest, like, from the cast assessment, I feel like much of the pre-jury was fairly predictable. Like Jackson and Zach were two people I just knew were not going to last. And I think I even said as much on the cast assessment pod.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing with Zach was he didn't overplay his hand like I thought he would. He just had no real hand to play to begin with. Tori, on the other hand, she surprised me with how she got targeted in the first episode. I did not see that coming at all. As for the rest of them, honestly, the one thing I want to talk about is that challenge with the fake blood. Like, what was the point of that? Like, I can see the mud, but the fake blood, I mean, that felt like a bit of overkill. Like,
I agree.
Think,
okay.
And they didn't show us anything what happened because of it.
Yeah, like, what do you think someone would think to look for a cut or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what? If you read the exit interview today from Zach, he was asked that question, and he said, I didn't even think about it. We didn't even think. We were so busy building the shelter and this and that, and we didn't even think about it. I agree. That's the first thing I would have been thinking. Let me see how bad that cut is.
High was the only one who actually looked the most realistic. I mean, he didn't slather himself in mud and blood.
I don't even think I would have used the blood. I would have thought that was too far.
Yeah, I would have only gone for the mud personally. Would have put a little bit on my face, a little bit on my chest, and a little bit on my legs.
Yeah.
His though seemed a little more realistic compared to the other two. I mean, the other two were just plain overkill. Like, literally, if you were out there on that island and you saw them, you saw two of them come back with completely all muddied up and everything, and you have one other guy who's basically, okay, he looks realistic, like, okay, maybe something did happen, like he ended up falling or something and ended up scraping himself up. But the other two, it's like, who are you two even kidding at this point? It's clear that either A, you're very sloppy, and that'll make you a target to begin with, because you know, you just can't compete in challenges. You can't be, you know, proficient in challenges if you're literally being all sloppy like that. Or you have some sort of advantage.
And nobody questions it.
Shouldn't
exactly.
It, shouldn't, Austin, at this point, shouldn't it be that anyone who leaves, you do have the right to question them when they come back? And I would even throw those final three with as how long it took them to get through.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you question them? Wouldn't you question anybody that leaves in the boat? I mean, they want to tell you, well, I had to go do it, and I know they're probably going to question me, but, well, yeah, don't go do it. Don't go do it. I mean, that's the decision in the game itself when you get on that boat.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want your tribe to question you? Because you know when you come back, they're going to want to know what happened. And you're going to have to either come up with this big elaborate lie, which is going to be unbelievable, or just tell them the truth. So I'm starting to think early in the game, you're better off if you just stay away from all those options.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of agree, especially for the first round. I don't think I would be wanting to, like, volunteer to do it because, like, they don't know what happens on the last season, obviously, but you know that anytime they've done, like, an Exile Island, Ghost Island, things like that, there's always been, at the bare minimum, a chance for an idol. And so going there definitely does put a huge target on. So I can see, like, I can get more, like, the people, like, the tribe that did the drawing of sticks. Like, that made sense to me. It's like, Again, as it gets into, like, a bit later, like, either merge or an a tribe swap, like, it gets to the point where it's, like, advantage helps, but I definitely would not want to be one of the first ones, because that's easy. If you don't get in the numbers and, like, they're just looking for an excuse to vote someone out, well, you could have some advantage, so you're a possible target. We didn't really see Drea become a target, so it really depends on how you can integrate yourself with tribe. But I would not take that risk either.
Yeah, Melissa, what about you? If you're out there and you're involved in that, are you getting on that boat? Are you offering to go do things? Are you wanting to just kind of hang around camp?
Well, the way that I see it is that somebody has to do it, all right? And nobody wants to. So everybody's looking at you, you're looking at everybody else, and it's just like, okay, I'll go ahead and do it. I probably would go ahead and do it.
Steve, what
because,
about
hey,
you?
I mean, it could only benefit me, right? I have a chance to get some kind of
yeah, it can benefit you, but it makes you the biggest target in the tribe.
Yeah.
And if you don't walk away from it with something that protects you, then you messed up.
Yeah, I agree. It definitely makes you look like the biggest target. And also, you know, like they mentioned last night, that, you know, you would basically be away from the tribe for that length of time. Who knows what may be going on back at camp, you know, that there may be bonds, there will be bonds that you'll be missing out on, you know, building together. And the fact that, you know, your tribe will want to know what happened when you came, you know, when you come back to the island, when you come back to camp. So if you got an advantage, you know, you would have to be sure that you would be able to come up with some elaborate lie that would be believable. Otherwise,
yeah.
You know, some of your other tribe mates could probably see right through you. Now, as for me, I probably would have stayed back at camp. I mean, yeah, it's a risk and reward type scenario, but you literally just got there. I mean, it would be different
right.
if maybe later down the line in the season, because there will be more opportunities. You know, obviously, though, these people didn't know that at the time. But there will be more opportunities for you to go out there. So I just
yeah.
think it's unnecessary to make yourself an immediate target right out the gate by volunteering to go out and do that thing.
Okay. All right, Alexis. Here's the question. Now, you made the decision that you'll go do it. When you get back to camp, are you going to make up a stupid lie like we had to hike up a mountain and hike down a mountain? Are you going to be honest and tell your tribe exactly what happened and say, I've got this thing, but it didn't work out, so it's not any good?
I probably would have told them partial the truth. I would have ended up risking my boat, but told them that I protected.
Hmm. What about you, Eddie? What do you do if you go through with it? Do you then have to come back and lie?
I think the
because
best thing
of what
is always,
it was.
Don't lie until you have to. So I would tell the truth in such a way that I'm not giving everything out, and that way, you know, later on you're not caught and oh, you lied, blah blah blah. I would have told them, yeah, this is what happened. But, you know, I wouldn't give them all the in facts of it. I'd say I played conservative and didn't go for the risk.
Okay.
Whether I did
I think
or not.
I agree with that. I think I agree with that. What do you think, Tim?
I think I'm probably in the same boat as Alexis because I would not want my tribe to know that I have any sort of advantage because – As we all know, like advantages are basically useless when everyone knows you have them, and so I want to keep that under wraps as much as possible. Because frankly, none of the other people who are out there with you can out you on your lie unless you all said, "Oh, we're gonna do this together," because everyone makes their decisions separately. No one has any real way of knowing you lie.
Okay, I'm going to ask this question.
Unless, of course, you're
clumsy
with your story.
I'm going to ask this question, and I want a honest answer. I don't want you to act like, no, I would never think that. I want an honest answer. When you saw Daniel go down injured, did you think, ha, 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 Jim done messed up and got the wrong medevac?
For a minute, I was thinking that, but then I thought back to Stephanie, and it was like, she was able to pop it back into place, so I figured maybe there could be multiple medevacs.
Okay. Anybody else?
But
I honestly thought it could be multiple.
Do what, Steve?
I thought it could be multiple because of how his arm was dangling like it was. It seemed like it was worse than when Stephanie LaGrossa dislocated her arm.
Well,
I think
it was worse because they didn't handle it right away. I mean, if you remember with Stephanie, it got handled right away. Stephanie's like, you know, pop it, let's, I'm fine. And Daniel was kind of like, oh, my God, I'm about to die, my shoulder.
Well,
most
of
the time it can pop back into place, Jim, because I have a trick socket. And years ago when I was a kid, that happened to me in gym class the very first time. And I didn't know what the hell it was, and it scared the shit out of me. It's a really weird feeling. It's really creepy. But then
it just automatically pops back in itself.
So
I've had it happen to me playing football before, I know, and I've had it pop back into place.
But it's weird when it happens.
We had kind of put the information out that Jackson was the one leaving from the quote unquote medevac, however you want to label it. And I thought it was kind of funny when Daniel ends up with a shoulder separation, and I knew everybody was thinking, oh, my God, they done messed up. They done messed up. They got the wrong guy. Melissa, you weren't worried, were you?
Not at all. I wasn't worried at all. I already knew that it was going to be Jackson and Zach. I said he's going to be okay. It didn't worry me at all.
First week two.
So surprised how Jackson left, because when we were talking last week, you were telling us, you know, that Jackson played terribly, you know, because I was rooting for him from the get go, and you were saying, well, you're going to be disappointed. He played like I forget how you described him. You described him as one of the bad, like Lamar. You described him like a Lamar and Big Brother. So I was expecting him to be a terrible player. And that wasn't the case at all, Jim.
I probably didn't describe gameplay because I knew how he was leaving.
But that wasn't it wasn't his fault. You know, I mean,
I understand
that he wanted to try to keep it quiet to the end, but I mean, they would have kept him, I think, a while. He didn't get a chance because his tribe loved him.
We're going to get into this question. We're going to get into this question in just a minute. But I do think it's his fault because he withheld information until it was too late for the show to do anything.
On the show, Jim, that Todd, he was a drug addict, and then the one guy that won, and it came out that he was drugged out too.
Well, Todd wasn't a drug addict when he won. Todd wasn't a drug addict when he won.
Todd got into drugs afterwards. But then there was the young stoner guy that won. So, I mean, and the thing is, lithium isn't a drug to get you high. You know, lithium is an antidepressant.
Long-haired, blonde-haired guy. Yeah, I can't remember his name.
Remember,
Fabio.
You know who I'm talking about?
Okay.
Yeah, the long hair.
Fabio.
You know, he came across as a stoner type of dude, but I heard that he was.
He was. Fabio.
Fabio was a stoner dude.
But all Fabio did was weed. That's all Fabio did. And they joked about it while they were out there because he was so used to waking up doing weed every day. They said it was like watching him detox in front of them, but all he did was weed. That's all he did.
But lithium isn't a drug to get you stoned. Lithium is an antidepressant.
He wasn't on lithium.
No, Jackson was.
Yeah.
Right.
And he withheld that until the last minute.
And then they're like, oh, gosh, wow. Now the
show is
stuck.
And his wife was a nurse.
What are they going to do?
And his wife didn't think it was going to be anything dangerous for him.
Well, my wife would have said the same thing.
But she's a nurse. His wife is a nurse. And she would have told him, honey, you should not go on.
But Kansas, being a nurse is different than being a doctor.
Not necessarily. They know.
Yes, it is.
They work alongside doctors. I have friends that are nurses, and they know. Some of them know just as much as the doctors do. They know exactly what's going on.
It's different. It's different. It's different.
But as a nurse and knowing the medical, she knows his. She knows what the medicine is all about, and she would know, as his wife, she wouldn't want him being in a situation that would cause him problems, and she would never have let him on.
As his wife, she would also want him fulfilling a dream he'd wanted forever to be on a TV show called Survivor.
He wasn't given a chance. I'm really upset that he left you guys. I am. I was.
I cried.
I was very upset.
He was given a chance.
The thing is that lithium is not a drug like, you know.
No, it's not.
It is a different kind of drug, and it's mainly used with bipolar. It's not simply an antidepressant. And the problem is that if you do not take care of yourself and you don't get your sleep and you don't eat right, it can cause you a lot of problems, a lot of medical problems. And that is why Survivor said, no, he's out there. He's been on this medication, and he's going to be dehydrated. He's going to be hungry. He's not going to sleep well, and we need to get him out of there before it becomes a problem. So it's not like they just got mad and pulled him out. It's because that there was a real concern for his health.
Well-being.
I think it would have been different. I think it would have been different if he had been allowed to you know, okay, you won't be able to go on 42, but we can guarantee you a spot on 43 if you can slowly wean yourself off of the medication.
Off of it.
That's the big problem. That's the big problem is the fact that he withheld the information technically until the very until the very last minute. Now, if I'm an executive for CBS and casting and whatnot, I'm sorry, but if that information comes up, I'm not going to take the risk of, you know, there being potential blowback on the company.
Yeah, I understand.
Right.
That makes sense.
You know, if something were to have happened.
I'm still bummed, though, y'all. You know, I would love to
see them have a chance. Why did they let it go as far
as they did? And listen, I'm gonna pose probably a controversial question, and let me preface it by saying that they did have an alternate player out there. They could have put in and removed him. They decided not to do it, and then they get hit with this information, and now their alternate is flying back to the USA, so they have no alternate. Keep that in mind when you answer this question. And, Steve, I'm going to come to you first.
Okay.
And I haven't seen this mentioned anywhere. It's just something that came across my mind. Do you think the show allowed him to stay in a day or two to milk his storyline, knowing they were going to eventually remove him on day three? Or do you think it just played out like we saw?
Now, you have to keep in mind that with the amount of blowback that Survivor has received in previous seasons with the whole Zeke being outed as a transgender and whatnot by the ass clown, Jeff Varner, plus all of the other incidents that have happened when it comes to CBS and all the different woke incidents, basically. You gotta think that this is partially on CBS's mind that, okay, we need to be able to sort of make ourselves look good by shining a light for somebody, for a cause that doesn't really get the opportunity to, you know, to get people to understand more clearly why this person made the decision that they did. So, okay, yeah, we have to take him out. We have to take Jackson out, but let's at least try to get as much footage as we can while he's out there, and we can maybe build it up to where if he does get allowed back for a second chance, you know, for a second chance season, I mean, if Francesca got it, surely he could be brought back for a second chance season. You know, maybe perhaps we can build it to where he will be a rootable character on a potential second opportunity. So I think there definitely was some sort of ulterior motive behind CBS allowing him to. I have a feeling that they knew about this when he was flown out there, when they started everything.
What do you think, Eddie? Eddie, do you think they?
I agree. I think
you,
they
think
played
they,
it.
You think they manipulated this just to get the storyline in?
Yeah, I definitely think I agree with Steve. I totally agree with it. That it was manipulated, the way they filmed it, even how the camera angles are, if you look at it, they did it for effect. All the upward things of Hallelujah, that sort of look. I mean, even as they filmed it, Steve, you're right on it. They did it on purpose.
What do you think, Kansas? Kansas, do you think that's possible the show did that? That they knew this, no matter whether it was before he flew out or a day or two before, and they could have done something. Do you think they allowed it to happen knowing they were going to let his storyline play out and then remove him? Do you think the show would have done that?
I think the show would have done it, but honestly, as a viewer, I loved his story. You know, I mean, I was caught up in it.
Yeah,
so, I mean, if that was the effect that they wanted, they got what they wanted.
Yeah, but do you think the show did it knowing we're going to use you and your story and then we're going to come out and remove you?
The way Jeff made it sound, they didn't know what to do. He really was, you know, when he talked to him, you know, if he was telling the truth, you know, what he was saying to him was, we honestly didn't know what to do. And that's why they had him out there for the 2 days. So if I'm going by what Jeff says and Jeff was telling the truth, then I'm going to say they really didn't know what to do. But as a viewer, getting to hear his beautiful story, I adore him. I'm very sad. I wish he would come back, you know, for another season, because I think a lot of fans fell in love with him. And I would love to see how he would have played. But I can tell you this much, he wouldn't have been kicked out immediately. His teammates loved him. His tribe adored him.
I agree.
By the way,
they had already picked who they were going to vote out, and it was not going to be him.
Exactly.
By the way, we have added JB, and we have added Teresa to the line.
Hey, guys.
Hey, y'all.
Hello.
Hi. Happy birthday, Melissa.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, happy birthday, Melissa. I didn't know.
Yes, happy birthday, Melissa.
Yeah, well, I've covered that. I've covered that two or three times tonight on the podcast.
I came in late, so I didn't know our birthdays were so close, girlfriend. We're close. You're a Pisces, too.
That's the two things I've covered all night is her birthday and me being in Facebook jail.
Oh, my heavens. Facebook jail.
Facebook is good.
Yeah,
You'll have to talk about that later, Jim.
Kansas, I guess I was a bad boy. Somebody attacked
Uh-oh.
Somebody
Jim,
in one of our groups. So I somebody attacked another member in our groups. So I went in and I warned them, stay on topic, don't attack the poster. And they came back and told me off, so I went back in and said, bye, bitch, and kicked them out. And Facebook put me in jail for saying, bye, bitch.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, Facebook is
just ridiculous.
These days with what they flag people for.
Yeah, so. But, Austin, I want to get your thoughts on this. What do you think about this, about the show? Do you think it was planned to utilize this to where they could show his story, knowing the whole time they were going to remove him? Or do you think it just played out that way?
So here's the thing. Like, if like you said, Jim, if they didn't have, like, an alternate person to replace Jackson, like, I get it. Like they kind of had their hands tied. They would have not really known what to do with an uneven number, and maybe, like, again, his it being super last minute, I think it put them in a hard position where it's like, I feel like they really wanted him to play, and they were, I guess, maybe holding up to hope that they wouldn't have to pull him. But like, if he's there, like, you're, and he has this story, and it's like, if it can even, like, if one person watching relates to that story, I think it is worth showing. It's like, hey, you're not alone. There's people like you going on Survivor.
Right.
I think they would have rather that he was able to stay in the game longer. So like Steve said, if they had someone they could have easily swapped him out for, I think they would have rather just done that and then put him on 43 or 44. But for me, I don't think they would have, like, I think pulling from the game was the last thing that they wanted. But with it being so last minute, I think it was more so like, I feel like their hands were tied. They didn't really know what to do. And some situations they don't really handle the best, as we've seen in the past, but that's just how I feel.
Okay, so basically it looks like we can kind of agree that since they had already sent the alternate home and the alternate was not there, so you don't have that option. You can't just remove him and put the alternate in. Now your choice is, what do we do with him? And they get hit with this medicine thing a couple of days before showtime, and it's like, well, the alternate's gone. I guess we have to go with this and see how it plays out. And then as they let the game play out, it's not that he did anything to hurt himself, but the more they're thinking about it, the more they're discussing it, and then they get CBS Legal involved, it's like, you can't leave him out there because we're vulnerable for what happens with him or anyone around him. So they have to go remove him. Is that kind of how everyone sees it now?
Well,
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
My only question is, how come they didn't catch it in the blood work? Wouldn't the blood work show that?
I don't know. I don't know, Eddie.
I mean, if they go through extensive medical, and it
they
seems
do.
Like they would
they
have detected
do.
It.
They do, but what are they looking for in the medical? Are they looking for lithium? No, I don't think so. That's not what they're not looking for, that in blood work.
Well, my question is, why wouldn't they allow him to still continue taking the lithium?
It's a dangerous drug.
It's dangerous because of how they were trying. It's dangerous because they were trying to wean him off of it, Teresa. So you're getting involved in a medical situation with his personal doctor, and now a doctor on a TV show, and you know, and then you involve the network too. The network don't want the, they don't want the risk. The network don't want the risk.
Yeah, because you don't want a brand enhanced 2.0.
Yeah, I mean, look at him, Jim. He was crazy.
Yeah, but he wasn't on lithium.
Yeah,
but he was on something, I'm sure.
No, that's probably the problem.
That's why
he wasn't.
Crazy.
That's probably
yep.
the problem, Kansas. He wasn't on anything, and he should have been. So, my opinion is it was very unfortunate for everyone involved in it. It was unfortunate for the
mm-hmm.
alternate because if they wouldn't have left when they did, they would have got on the show. It was unfortunate for
yeah.
Jackson because, but I keep coming back to this. If he would have just told him the truth, he wouldn't
yeah.
have been in the running and he wouldn't have took up a slot. Somebody
mm-hmm.
else would have got that slot. So that's bad on him.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the show, I think they handled it the best they could handle it. I don't
yeah.
think I don't think they tried to milk it,
mm-hmm.
you know, for his storyline. I don't think that. I brought the question up, but believe they tried to do that. I think they were stuck in a situation where this is what we got, and we're going to show what we got of him, and
mm-hmm.
We got to go do what we got to do.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head which season it was, but I know that there was one season that they actually had to pull somebody her name was Melissa something, and they had to pull her right before they started filming because she was having anxiety attacks. And so they went with only 19.
Her name is Melissa. Her name is Melissa McNulty, and I'm still friends with her. But I don't know, JB. I don't think it was any kind of, you know. And look, everyone knows I'm the first one to point out when I think the show has milked something or screwed something up. But JB, in this situation, I think they had to just play the cards they were dealt with.
I believe that too. And I put on the Survivor Whisper when I was listening on Survivor Whispers, and I was posting. I put on there that I think it was actually going against what Kansas thinks. It's actually Jackson's fault. For me, he screwed himself. He screwed his team for not going about letting them know.
Yeah, being on the up and up.
Yeah,
exactly.
Alexis, let me ask you this, Alexis. If you're applying for the show, and I know most, I'm probably trusting none of you have seen the application, which I have. I've seen the application. I filled it out. But, Alexis, don't you think the application is probably detailed enough to where he should have answered that he was on lithium?
Yeah, for sure. I think he should have listed on there. And he was saying he was coming off of it. The list that you're weaning yourself off.
I don't think I've ever met you before, Alexis.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
Teresa.
Yeah.
That's Evan. The old Evan.
Holy crap, what a cracker.
He's Alexis.
Hi, Evan. Or Alexis.
That is, so you have met, just so you know.
Yeah, Alexis
I agree with you, Alexis. Austin, is that your thought? If you're going through this application process, and I'm telling you guys, I've been through it. I've seen it. I've seen, you know, I filled it out. I have seen other people that have filled it out. I know the questions. I know what the answers should be. But when it comes to medical, if you're asked things like what medications are you on, if you're on lithium and you don't list it, is that your fault, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I definitely think so. Like if any little thing that could affect your health, your safety, the ability to be in the game, if you're in the show for the long haul, it's absolutely something like that he should have brought up to the producers. I get that he was nervous about it, but it's still like he should have just kind of like bit the bullet and just let them know as he was applying. And I think as we discussed before, they could have helped him out through that process, and they clearly wanted him on the show, so they could have definitely put him on a teaser season. So.
Yeah, see, that's the thing about it. If he'd have been honest, they would have given him the time to get weaned off of this, and they could have put him on season 43 or 44.
That's true. And it wouldn't be the first time that they've had to do that. I mean, they had to do that with the one from, I think, Panama, who was originally supposed to be on Guatemala, but her son was killed in an accident.
They've had a lot of times where they didn't use someone, and they told them they were going to use them later, and they did. Happened with Colton Cumby. They told him the same thing. We love your application, but you don't fit this season because we kind of got somebody that fits your spot, but we're going to get you next season, and they did. I mean, it happens. You know, it happens.
Yeah. And with Dan Silo.
I remember Adam Klein, too, was kind of like that because didn't his mom get sick, and then they basically gave him an open invite.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So Melissa, the point comes down to if you want to be, I mean, we all like the guy. We do. Mm-hmm. We all like him. We have nothing against him. We all like him. But the point comes down to if you're being 100% honest, he probably withheld that because he thought it would hurt his chances. Is that not the truth?
Well, I think that he was listening to somebody that told him, oh, well, just start taking yourself off of it, and then you'll just see, you'll be off of it before you go on, right? But he may not have had been completely off of it. See, my mom had a problem. She wasn't on lithium, but she would try to take herself off of her antidepressant, and it never worked. She'd always go she'd always.
Well, I mean that's how people are on medications. I mean,
yeah.
there are people all over this country that will not take their medications because they don't like them or they don't think they need them.
Right, and so he was trying to wean himself off of them, and from what I understand, is that he may have not been completely weaned off, or he just took his last dose or whatever before he came, and he did not report
the
change in his medical until the very last second.
He was not completely weaned off. He had two doses left. He had two doses left.
So that's why they took him out.
And if you're still on it and you got two doses left and you're filling out an application and they ask you what medication you're on, you should say, I'm on lithium, and he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it goes back just like it goes back just like an employee application. If you lie on your application and we find out you lied to us on your application, you're gone.
You're fired.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the same thing.
Right.
Like him or not, and we all like him, he lied on his application.
Yeah,
and just like I said, it's too big of a liability risk if something were to have happened out there on that island, and they weren't fully aware, heading into the season, production wasn't fully aware of what Jackson is going through.
Right.
Creates a huge liability.
We talk about. Well, he could have went crazy and done. He could have went crazy and done something to himself.
Isn't that kind of what happened to
Kathy from Micronesia?
So, I think the show made the right decision. I'm sure the network was behind them saying, you got to make this decision. But I think they made the right decision just to be safe. It's one of those be safe, don't be sorry, because if you let it go on and something bad happens, then you go back and say, why didn't I stop this when I should have? So, but anyway, all right, we've spent enough time on this topic. So let's move over to...
There you go.
Who had a great episode, and who are you looking at like, Lord have mercy, what are you doing out there? Steve, who had a great episode, and who are you like, what are you doing there?
Great episodes. First, people that stuck out to me, Marianne. Like I said, she's basically the veteran Suri. Jonathan, who basically, he was his entire tribe in the challenge. Mike also struck me as well. Like you had mentioned, Jim, on Twitter, that he was given the narrator role of the premiere. And if you're being given the narrator role this early on, normally that bodes well for your chances. So I thought Mike stood out pretty good. I thought Tori... With her being in the spotlight, I think that's more of a case of, okay, she's going to get it out of the way now. And I thought she recovered nicely when she explained, that she didn't have an idol, that she was going out to hunt for, I guess, some sort of fruit that's out there or something. I forget the exact name that she was going out hunting for, but everybody believed that she was hunting for an idol, when really it was just for some sort of food for them to eat. And honestly, Romeo kind of stuck out a little bit as well. You know, he was aligned partially with Zach, but at the same time, he had the wherewithal to know that, okay, it's clear at this point that I'm going to have to cut ties sooner rather than later with this dude.
Romeo, snake. Let's just say that. Romeo, snake.
Yeah.
Everybody remember
now,
that. Romeo, snake.
Okay.
Now, as far as who looked bad, in my opinion, Daniel, yeah, dude, that the last time somebody had a dislocation, they didn't last that much longer in that season. Jenny, the thing about Jenny is the fact that a big thing heading into this season was that she said that she was always going to she wanted to strive to not be perfect, you know, that she was going to accept that she was going to make mistakes. But yet, throughout this episode, I kind of got that sense that she's going to try something where she's going to try and make sure everything she does is completely perfect, and ultimately that's going to burn her in the end. And Lydia almost seems like she's completely clueless out there. In my eyes, from that first episode, she did not get a good edit.
Okay. All right. Kansas, your thoughts on the first episode?
Oh, with Lydia, she's also afraid of vacuums. I mean, come on. What the hell is she doing on Survivor?
shoot.
That's hysterical. Yeah, what the hell is she doing on? Last night's tribe, they pissed me off, Jim, because they're ready to get rid of Roxroy, and then they're talking about getting rid of Tori, and I'm thinking, you dumbasses. You do not, even though you don't like Roxroy, okay? I can understand. He can be a pain in the ass. But you got to look at your damn tribe and say, we need to keep this strong. You're going to get rid of your stronger players and keep, what, the two anorexics walking around? Are you kidding me?
Thank goodness they got rid of that tribe, okay?
That's all I can say.
Kansas, on that tribe, Roxroy is obviously the strongest male, and Tori is obviously the strongest female.
Exactly. You keep them. You want your tribe to succeed, so you're going to knock off your strongest teammates so you can just fall apart and then you're going to be evicted too. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's just nuts.
Alexis, what do you think? You keep your strongest tribe mates.
You don't get rid of them. The stupidity just killed me last night, but I'm glad at least they came around and they got rid of Zach, because definitely. And, of course, the two skinnies had to, you know, team up together. But I liked when you were talking about Romeo and how he's the snake, because that's the next one that should be gone, definitely.
Yeah, well.
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll see about that. But my line on Twitter last night with the Skinny Boys Alliance, was it was not fair if it started raining, because they could hide under a clothesline and they wouldn't even get wet.
I mean, seriously, if they already look like they've been playing the game for 2 months, okay? They look like they've been starving. It's just, it's crazy.
You know,
and then they're gonna be starting to play the game. I mean, ugh.
Here's another little tidbit, and I guess it don't really matter. Maybe it does if they made connections. I don't know. Romeo used to work in Entertainment Tonight with Dalton Ross.
Wow.
Ah, really?
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
I wouldn't have thought that. Ah. but Omar,
Alexis,
is another one, Jim. Omar just doesn't thrill me. And Daniel definitely. Daniel reminds me of a comedian. I look at him and I just see, like, stand-up comic.
Yeah,
I
you
do
know
not
what,
see a survivor.
Kansas, we're thinking along the same lines. Because, Steve, what did I tweet out last night about Daniel? I tweeted out a picture of Jonah Hill, and I said, look, Daniel's done movies before.
He looks like he should be a comedian. But I have to talk about the powerful ones when you're talking about who really stood out. Now I want to talk about the ones that stand out that really look like winners. And the big one right at the top for me is Mike Turner. I am so impressed with him, Jim. I know we talked about him last week, but watching him, getting to know him, he's so likable.
I love Mike.
He's a great guy, and I mean, I see a winner in this guy. I really do. And another one that I was, you know, because I, you know, reading on about her, and I remember Jenny Kim was somebody, you know, that I thought maybe she has possibilities. But last night, man, she looked like a winner to me.
I like her too, but I think, and I hate to say it this way, but I think with her being Asian and how smart she is, they're going to think she's such a big threat and go after her.
I hope not, because I'd really like to see her go far.
Because I really like her.
I do too. But she just has winner written all over her forehead too. Those two really stood. As the male and the woman, those two really stood up. But there's many. This is a very good season, Jim. Last night I loved the two-hour premiere.
But these are good people for the most part.
This is a good group.
Yeah, I think it's going to be better than last season. I really do.
Oh, hell yeah. I really like these people.
Alexis, what do you think? Who looked like they could be there at the end, and who are you looking at like, what the hell are you doing there?
Definitely think Jonathan and Marianne get to the end. Out of the people I'm wondering what the hell they're doing there. Is definitely Daniel and Lydia.
Okay. Eddie, what about you? Eddie, who are you looking at as through your edit eyes? Who got a shot to win this, and who don't have a prayer?
Well, we can't trust the edit. We know that. But I watched it twice, and just to really look at detail, because I'd seen things quickly the other night. Lindsay looks like Sydney to me almost, how they're going to play her. Reminds me of Cindy of last season. I think that Jenny, Drea, Omar, Hyde, Danelle, Marianne, I see those all as potential. Jenny, her edit is, he's in the background. If they are giving us any clues, I agree with Candace. Jenny got the winning edit last night.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you really look at it, the way they edited her, if I had to pick a winner from watching that, I'd say Jenny. I agree. I think that Hercules, I mean Jonathan, I thought I was watching Jason and the Argonauts all night last night. Watch that old movie.
Let me tell you guys something about him. Just so you know, because a lot of times you see a guy like him, And you saw how he was on the show last night. A lot of times you see a guy like him and you're like, oh, my God, that guy's got to be a jerk, a bonehead. He's such an athletic freak. He's not. He's a good guy.
No, he's nice.
He's a good guy.
Yep.
He's a big Christian. He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm. I saw that also. Exactly.
I like him a lot. I like Mike a lot. I like both of them. I like the cast as a whole. Dre, I'm nervous that he's going to be our Shanna this season. I just hope she doesn't turn into that. Because she lied point blank when she said that Rockwell didn't do anything. Because I went back and watched
But, you know, I saw Mike Bloom point out on Twitter maybe Drea's playing the type of game that you want to go in there and play. She ain't being up front with nobody. She's playing for Drea.
I agree. I think she is playing to win, and I think she's being very calculating about it. I think that Zach was a pretty little queen last night, pardon my English. I think he served it perfectly. Romeo, if anyone drops out, I would see him as quitting the game. I could see him walking
off. Oh, no, that's not going to happen, Eddie. That ain't going to happen. That's not going to happen. Teresa. Teresa, your thoughts. Who's got a chance and who just left out in the dark?
Well, I think Tori has a good chance. She seems very smart. So she would definitely be playing the strategic game. And Zach as a player sucked, but I did seem like he was a good person. So on a personal level, I did have to say I liked Zach. Romeo was like nails on a chalkboard. And I did
Celine Dion.
Yeah. And I did like just how, just in general, how Jackson's tribe supported him after he left. So I kind of like that tribe in general. I like the, trying to remember some of their names, but I do like at least the guy who, he's probably not going to last very long, but I like his perseverance, the one who had the dislocated shoulder.
Daniel.
Yeah, you can forget him.
And then I like the retired fireman.
Oh yeah,
I can't remember his name.
Mike.
Oh
yeah, Mike.
Mike from Hoboken. Mike from Hoboken.
Hoboken. Yeah.
Hoboken, New Jersey, man. He's from Hoboken, New Jersey.
And he wants you to know he's from Hoboken too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
And I can't remember her name, but she's the one that screwed up the puzzle with Zach. She's about as clueless as Alicia Silverstone was in the movie.
I love Teresa.
Melissa, help me out here. Melissa,
yeah.
Bring it back home now. Who looked good and who ain't got a ain't got a prayer in hell.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and give you my top three right now.
Okay, Steve, are you writing this down? She's giving you her three.
Yep.
Mike, Marianne, and Hi.
Good choices,
ooh,
actually. Those are good.
I love,
really strong.
Melissa, I love two of the three. I love two of the three.
Okay.
Now.
You can't
help but not
love Marianne. Come on.
Tell us who looked good last night and who is just wasting their time.
Okay. I going in, I liked Drea. I really did. Until she
Give her a chance.
But when Tori went off and she was kind of looking for the idol or whatever, but Drea got this attitude like, that's the worst possible thing that could ever happen. Oh my God, she's got to go. And
yeah.
It's like, excuse me?
Right.
This is the person who's got advantages up her ass, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, relaxed chick.
Right.
Yeah, I was like, relaxed. I was really happy.
And, you know,
when Tori gave him an earful.
The thing about that with Tori, she wasn't even out there that long.
Oh.
It's ridiculous.
That's the thing. They were all ready to let her go, and I think when Tori opened up in tribal council and said, this is what happened, I think she called them all out on it, and I think they probably were going to be voting Zach out, but on the other hand, that may have changed their minds.
Yeah.
So anyway, I liked Marianne. I like Janelle.
I like her too.
I like... let me see, Marianne,
you like Mike.
Tori,
just go on
Chanel.
And admit it. Go on and admit it. You like Mike.
Yeah, I do like Mike. I'd rather see Marianne win over him, but that's okay.
Oh, I love
anyway,
her too, Melissa. I do too. I love
anyway,
her.
Anyway, as far as the people that I think bye-bye is... Well, Zach is already gone. Romeo.
Daniel.
Bye-bye. Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I think Lydia.
Okay.
That's, well, I have off the top of my head anyway.
Okay. All right. I just think I need at this point to warn people not to underestimate Romeo. JB, your thoughts. Who did you like, and who do you think, why are they on my TV?
Well, the ones that I liked, my top three last night were Marianne, Mike, and Jonathan.
Wow. That's a good three. That's a good three.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And I wouldn't be surprised if those three make it to the end.
Or at least
final four.
You know, at least
final four, final five. Wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really didn't like Romeo, you know, just last night.
I don't think anybody's going to like Romeo.
And after you said don't underestimate Romeo,
I'm saying don't underestimate him,
probably,
but that don't mean you have to like him.
Right, right.
Yeah, I'm beginning to think he might be in that top three.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
Oh, no.
It's awful.
Melissa's gonna have nightmares now.
Skeleton. Who wants to see that? A nasty walking skeleton. That's gonna be so much fun, Jim.
Is Rubio really the new Ricardo this season?
Do what, Austin?
I was going to say, is Romeo the next Ricardo of the season? I just remember how every time Ricardo came up.
A lot of people think the next Ricardo is High, but it's not. And High and Ricardo are really good friends, but High is not the next Ricardo. It's Romeo.
I can see that.
Romeo.
So very, very good observation, Austin. Very good observation.
Romeo, why can't you go, Romeo?
Yeah, wrong. Oh well.
And we just all pray the information's wrong. And Romeo leaves really quick. But
real quick.
We're all going to bed night knowing, oh, my God, he's going to be there. He's going to be there.
I know, Jim, really.
Don't underestimate Romeo. I don't like him. I hate the son of a bitch.
Yeah, I mean, and then to top it all off, it's a damn name, Romeo.
I know, full names.
Jeez. What
and
a
Romeo
name.
Romeo will not be finding his Juliet on the island, that's for sure.
Yeah, luckily we don't have a Juliet this season.
God.
Y'all
could have
made me lose my mind.
Can you imagine the references they would have made if there was a Juliet on the season? Like,
I would
have forced that so hard.
It just matter, like Celine Dion.
You know, one thing I found interesting when I was looking on Survivor Wiki, 5 of the 18 are LGBTQ.
Well, if you look on Survivor Wiki and you go down far enough, you'll find yours truly.
Oh, I know. I've already seen you on Russell Hance's page.
It ain't Russell's page. That ain't Russell's page.
Survivor Wiki.
Trust me. Russell would never have me on any page of his. Never. But I am on Survivor Wiki. So, but listen, everybody, listen up now. This is really important. We've only got 5 minutes left before we go into overtime. Please don't get cut off tonight because we got to get your final 3 picks on the last hour. And on the last hour, I'm going to give you the names of some Big Brother people and Survivor people that are playing on the new CBS Challenge show. So, don't get cut off. Don't get cut off.
All right.
This is really important tonight. And Steve, get your pen out. Do it homeschool when we get our picks in. And right now, Kim, I'm going to come to you. Last night, who looked like they may have a chance and who looked like they were a deer in the headlights?
Okay, so there are two people that really stood out to me as having a chance for different reasons. Like, normally when someone gets a winner's edit in the first episode, they'll either have, like, their relationships highlighted. People are going to talk about how great they are, or they'll mention $1 million or something along those lines. And I felt Mike was kind of getting that edit because I feel like the edit over at the body was about how great he was. Because I feel like that was talked about a lot. And with Marianne also got highlighted quite a bit, but it was more of her personality than anything else. So I feel like Mike's got a good chance of being a winner with Marianne as perhaps a decoy winner. And I also did think Jonathan looked good. Yeah. As for who didn't look good, obviously Zach, who got voted out. Rod Troy, I don't think he had a very good episode.
No.
Let's see, who else? Daniel, obviously.
Daniel.
you could honestly put Daniel like 10 times. Lydia, I don't think she had a good episode either. Let's see. Yeah, that's most of what I have for that. I'm kind of iffy about Jenny. Like, I felt she could have gone either way in terms of good or bad, because she did lead her tribe to the fire, and when they had to do that puzzle. So
yeah,
but. And let's see. Yeah, that's. And I'm kind of iffy on Tori's showing last night. Cause like, yeah, she got targeted early for being gone from camp too long, but she was also highlighted in the challenges. So it's kind of like, maybe there's something there, and maybe not. But I do think the reason she got targeted was kind of weird, but also people will do anything not to get targeted first. I had to keep that in mind when I was watching.
Yeah, but she did show the proficiency of being really good in challenges. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I mentioned earlier, she even had Jonathan beat in that first challenge until she slipped and fell running back. So, I thought she was kind of getting the poverty exit. She's not going to get the total poverty exit because she's not going to be a flirt. Don't ask me how I know that. I won't tell you. But she is from Arkansas, right? But,
yeah, she is. She says she's from Rogers,
so,
Arkansas.
As far as her edit goes, I think it was kind of weird. I think it was kind of weird because it was so strong, and then she was sort of like the like being used as the other possibility when there really wasn't going to be a possibility because Zach was leaving. You know, they had to have somebody else. So, you know, we'll see.
I'm going to say, I don't think Swati really had that great of an episode because, like, you know, who she really with now? Her life's crumbled
really
fast.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the thing. That's the biggest question I have in this whole episode. Why didn't we see more of Swati? I mean, all we saw was tribal council. Why didn't we see more of what was going on with her? And if you read the exit interviews today with Zach, it's like she was a major part of this tribe, but we're not seeing it.
I didn't see any of that. If anything, I just saw Roxroy bossing her around. That's what stuck out to me the most out of last night.
It could be that she just didn't bring anything to the table that would warrant her being a major part of the episode.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are in the overtime hour now. Don't hang up. Don't accidentally bump your phone.
It's easier said than done.
We're going to get final three picks. And we're going to talk about Big Brother people and Survivor people that are going to be on the new CBS Challenge show. So what do you want to do first? You want to get the picks first, or you want to hear the people that's going to be on the show?
I think let's do the picks, because with the amount of people on the phone, that might take a while.
Yeah. we got about, well, total, we got about nine, assuming, Jim, you're going to make, you're going to give your picks as well. We have
I'm not going to make picks. I'm not going to make picks.
Because Jim already knows who's going to be there, so that would be kind of crazy.
Yeah, I'm not going to make picks. This is for you guys.
So we got eight people to go through.
Yeah, so it might be wiser.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I count nine. Steve, Eddie, Alexis, Melissa, JB, Tim, Austin, Kansas, Teresa. I count nine.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Well, we did get Melissa's picks already. She already gave hers.
Okay, well, I didn't write them down.
Being Mike, Marianne, and Hyde.
Oh, shit.
Okay, let me write them down. Mike, Marianne, and who?
Shit. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Okay. All right, let's go to Teresa. Teresa, your final three picks.
Okay, let's see here. I'm going to say Jonathan, Lindsay, and Tori.
Jonathan, Lindsay, Tori. Okay, Kansas, your final three.
Well, number three is really hard for me, but the first two, just like what I said earlier, I'm going with Mike and I'm going with Jenny. Now, number three, this is so hard because now, Jim, I mean, I'm cheating on this one, but, you know, last week you definitely gave us, you know, the vibes that it's going to be a woman, you know, probably going to the end. So then there are really a lot. There's so many, you know, good people playing. But there's two ladies at the end, one that I think has a real good chance of doing it and one that I really would love to see doing it. And I have to go along with you, Melissa. Marianne just has something about her. She just is, girl, I mean, she's a woman, but she comes across look almost like as a young girl. The excitement for the game.
You know the thing about
the joy
Kansas.
And enthusiasm that radiates from her. I just love her.
Kansas, here's the thing, and Melissa, you picked her too. Here's the thing about picking her. She's going to be really easy to cheer for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she's not going to flip around and be a villain. You're seeing who she is right now.
And I really would love her to win, but I have a feeling, because this was when I said I have a hard time with my third pick, because I see Lindsay. I wrote down Lindsay/Marianne for number three, where I really would die to see my heart. I would die to see her win too. I'm just like you, Melissa. I would love to see her win this game. But between these two women, I just have the feeling that Lindsay could be the third.
Okay. Alexis, your final three.
I think I'm going to go with Jenny, Jonathan, and Marianne.
Jenny, Jonathan, Marianne. We're getting a lot of Marianne love tonight. Austin, your final three.
I think I'm gonna go with, I think Mike is a good pick, and then I might just throw Romeo in there just because I kind of, like, picked Ricard last season because, like, I didn't know if a villain was going to make it to the end, but I'm going to throw Romeo there.
Okay.
Not good necessarily because I want to see him there, but he might sneak his way in there. And then then I'll go with Marianne as well. So Mike and Marianne, I know, are popular picks, but I'll go with them.
Ooh, I like this guy. Tim, your final three.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I think Austin and I are on the same wavelength because those were my picks, to be honest with you.
Okay. All right. So you want the same three?
Yes, I'll take the same three.
All right. Well, Steve, Tim is taking Mike, Romeo, and Marianne, too.
Okay.
Okay. JB, your final three.
My final three, even though I gave you a final three before, I have changed it. My final three is not in any particular order here, is Marianne, Mike, and Swati.
Okay. All right, that Eddie, your final three.
Well, my favorite six are Mike, Marianne, Jenny, Omar, Hyde, and Brian.
And you know what? And you know what, Eddie? If I would have asked you that question, that would have been a hell of an answer.
So that's my favorite six. Now, my favorite three, you can't trust these friggin' idiots, you know. We don't know what they're leading us. I mean, I feel like a damn cow going to the slaughter. They lead us around every turn, and we don't know what the fuck they are. Pardon my English. But I watched it twice last night just to see where they were going to fuck me up, you know? So you're asking me for final three?
You don't, Eddie.
If I had to look at the edit, I would definitely, Jenny got the best edit, a winner's edit. Mike got a winner's edit. I think that Marianne got, if they're building us up to see her leave like Cherie, that's the only thing I'm fearing they're doing, is they're building us up to see her go. And all of us go, oh, my God, you know, what a fantastic episode it would be, you know. I hope it doesn't happen, but from watching the edit, I'm going, they're setting us up. They're setting Tori up. Tori up. They're setting her up big time. What if she's the one that is our Erica this season that goes up and decides to throw the whole thing, you know, turn the whole boat back? I kind of saw her that way. You know, so if I don't know. I told you my favorite six. I would like to see Jenny. I'm probably going to be Jenny, Omar, and Hyde if I had to pick three.
That's your three. Jenny, Omar, and Hyde. Okay. We got it. All right, Steve, your final three.
I think two that are definitely going to be in it are Mike and Marianne. Because they wouldn't have been given those edits last night. They weren't. If we weren't expecting to see them in the end, or at least close to the end. My third one, I'm kind of flipping between Omar and Jonathan. But the problem is, I just don't see Jonathan, with him being such a huge competition beast. I don't see him slipping through. So I think I'm going to go with Omar for my third.
Okay, you got Omar as your third. I will ask you this question about Jonathan, the Hulk, Thor, the Beast. Can he,
Grant 2.0.
Can he build a fire when he has to?
I would think so.
Ooh, well, we didn't. I don't think we were shown that at all last night.
So,
I would think
he. Keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind. All right, let me get this out of the way real quick so I can get done with it. The new challenge show on CBS. Is going to have some Big Brother contestants and Survivor contestants. I'm going to give you some names, and you can do with it what you want to. It'll probably be a good show if it's done like the regular challenge is done, it'll be a good show. But anyway, here's some names that you can expect to see on the new CBS Challenge show. From Big Brother 23, Tiffany Mitchell.
That's good. She's good.
Big Brother 23, Xavier.
Mm-hmm.
Big Brother 23, Kylan.
No brother.
Big Brother 23, Alyssa, who is also going to be on the MTV version of the challenge. So she's doing double duty.
No shocker there.
All right, the next one's from Love Island. You don't care about that. Love Island, you don't care about that.
No, nobody has cared about Love Island since season one.
Somebody from Big Brother. Wait. Oh, yeah, I don't care. He's from Love Island. He's going to be on there now.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to know about the Love Island people, I'll tell you, but I didn't think anybody cared.
I don't even know them.
Well, no.
Okay. All right.
I'm moving
on to more big brother and survivor people that are going to be on this CBS challenge show. So David Alexander, Big Brother 21 and 22.
Oh yeah, David.
Aza from Big Brother 23. They basically got the whole damn Big Brother 23 cast.
They wanted Janelle to go on really badly, but ever since she got COVID, she has lung issues.
Derek from Big Brother 23. Here's somebody from Survivor. Sarah Lucina. Another person from Survivor, Tyson Apostle. Amazing Race, James Wallington.
Ooh, I like James a lot. He's a good guy.
Survivor Ghost Island, Dominic Abate. Big Brother 20, Angela Rummins, better known as Tyler's Babe. Survivor Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers. And Winners at War, Ben Dreinbergen. Tasha Fox, Survivor, Kagian and Second Chances. Enzo Palumbo, Big Brother.
Oh,
12.
My God.
Oh, get
I love Enzo. Enzo is so hilarious.
Christmas Abbott, Big Brother 19 and 22.
Oh, wow.
Danny McCreary.
I'm surprised she's not married yet to Memphis.
Danny McCreary, Survivor 41. Liana Wallace, Survivor 41. Desi Williams, Survivor Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers. That's all I got for you.
Jim, Desi, they're not married yet, Angela and Tyler and Memphis and Christmas. They're not married yet, those couples?
No.
I'm surprised.
I feel like Tyler and Angela have been forever. If you're going to bring a show on to CBS, that does have the makings of a good cast.
Yeah, that is a good cast.
My only problem with it is too many people from BB23.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like they just did the whole cast.
And
Derek Frazier's sitting there half asleep because that's all he does. So how did I not get on this show?
He's lost some weight, though, hasn't he, Jim? Didn't he lose a lot of weight?
How did I not get on this show?
I think I really lost a lot of weight.
I just gotta say this when it comes to Derek, knowing how the challenge has been in recent seasons, fat guys normally don't do good in the challenge.
I will tell you this: from what I know from the challenge, if she can make bonds and alliances, you better watch your ass out for Christmas.
If Derek makes it to a final, he is not surviving that final. The last big guy to make a final was Big Easy, and he ended up having a damn heart attack to where he had to be medevaced from the final.
Steve, why are you talking about Derek? He's not in the show.
Oh, I thought you said Derek.
I thought you said he was.
I said Derek is laying there right now on his couch wondering why he's not part of this.
Oh.
I thought for sure you said Derek Fraser was in the cast.
No. No. No.
Well, that's kind of a good thing then. That's kind of a good thing then because
see, I've never watched the
very
challenge, but I'll watch
it because
I know, most of these people. I'll give it a shot. But I'm not a challenge watcher.
I think you'll like it, Kansas. I really
well,
do.
I like some of the people that are good, and I know, so many of them. So, yeah, I'll give it a shot. They have
really good original challenges that are really hard.
I'll give it a try. I know Janelle was surprised when they came to her. First of all, with her age, she said, it's one thing, if they would have asked me, back in, 15 years ago. And she says, but truthfully, where I would love to do that, she says, my lungs are so screwed up, since I had COVID. Do you know that she has a podcast with
Truthfully, at her age, she couldn't compete in this. It's hard. It's really hard.
I'm kind of surprised that Tiffany at her age is on the show.
Oh, she's tough. I could see her doing well.
I'm surprised about Enzo personally.
Enzo's older too. He's more shape than Tiffany. Tiffany's in much better shape than Enzo.
Yeah, for sure.
Tiffany's a badass.
Well,
I think she'll do good.
I think it's a great cast, and I think it'll be worth giving a shot.
I'm going to give it a shot.
I think you should start out watching it and see what you think.
I'm going to give it a whirl because, like I said, I'm not a talent watcher.
I tried to give the MTV show a whirl, and I couldn't get into it, so I guess maybe I'll try this.
Yeah,
I'm going to try it.
It when they were starting to have Big Brother people on the MTV version, so.
I am very notorious for giving up really quickly, so they better get my attention quick.
Yeah, Jim, I'm the same way.
Have,
I'm not into it. I won't be watching it either.
If you guys have Paramount Plus, watch the Challenge All-Stars seasons because those feel more like the old school challenge where, there's not all this stupid BS drama. They're actually there having fun. The ones on Paramount Plus are a lot more like the old school challenge seasons.
The main thing I've always respected about the challenge, and I don't get into it and watch the whole season, But the main thing I've always respected about it, they have badass original challenges that are very hard.
Oh, yeah, and they've stepped it up big time in recent versions of it.
Yeah.
And I've never actually watched the show, but I've watched a lot of the challenges that they would do on YouTube, and they're pretty cool, I've got to say.
Yeah. So, all right. Okay, that's out of the way. Now we've got 35 minutes left to go back and talk about some more Survivor. Steve.
I'd like to add something about Romeo. I saw a picture of Celine Dion. If he did drag, he'd be Celine Dion. Looks just like her.
Okay. Eddie says Romeo looks like Celine Dion in drag. All right, we got it.
You're talking about
what Celine looks like now, Eddie. I mean, she looks so bad.
That's how Romeo looks.
That's bad. Seriously. She looks like she's on death's door.
Eddie.
I don't know what's wrong with her.
Eddie.
Something's
just
not right.
Just between you and me, you, and I'm not cutting you down because you know I love you, but you are very critical of other gay men.
I'm gay. I accept it. I'm not a girl. I don't act like a girl. I mean,
you are very critical of others.
I mean, sometimes I just don't like stereotypes, you know? I enjoy being a man, you know? I like being a man. And I know everyone has their thing, and I have some very effeminate friends. I'm not against it. It's just sometimes when I see things, I have to call what I see.
So I don't think he would have done Carson Kressley on Celebrity Big Brother this season.
Well, I think that's a really good thing about our show, though, is that we can open up and we can say things like that. And we don't, you know, it doesn't offend anybody. We're all just like, okay, yeah, fine.
Yeah.
I see that.
I will say
I did not
have
the Romeo.
Person, you don't think you put on a dress?
Eddie, I will. I can't believe I'm going to do this, but Eddie, most of the time, with your opinions about other gay players and stuff, I kind of agree.
I mean, I could call a spade a spade. I am a spade. I don't have any
I mean, Eddie, I'm just telling you, I'm kind of looking at them like, okay, they're the female. So,
Let me just interject and say that I did not have the Romeo to Celine Dion comparison on my bingo card for tonight.
No, geez.
I mean, watch his edit. It's like at any minute he's going to grab a mic and start singing. And if they have a pageant runway, he's definitely going to walk it.
Oh, wait, Eddie, please, for God's sakes, we're not going to see him sashay out there first.
I would not doubt it. He would sashay.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what, though. I would take Romeo any day over Todrick from Big Brother. And then you brought up about singing.
Because
I wasn't there for your final show, but when he came walking down those steps, you know, casting his fuzzy. What a joke. Did he make an ass out of himself or what? Oh, man.
Yeah, I think he did.
Oh, it was horrible. I'll tell you what, Jim, he is getting so much flack. It is not even funny.
He deserves every
so
bit
much
of it. He deserves
shit
every bit of it.
Out. So many.
Yeah. Deserves every
so
bit
much
of it.
You
know, I would love
you
to see Marianne win.
All right,
I really would.
Let me get back to Survivor. Melissa, a lot of people don't know, but I've already said it, that Hi and Ricard from last season are good friends. Do
That's
you
crazy.
See Hi playing the same game? Do you see him being a little smarter? And do you see him going further or maybe about the same as Ricard?
You know, I had him as one of my top three picks.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say that I think that he's going to be up there. If it'll be like him and Romeo will probably be third and fourth or something. I think that High is going to go far, pretty far. That's my personal thought. Let's just say he's either going to go far or he's going to be the next one voted out.
Because it surprises me when you say that, Jim. I don't see him and I don't even put them together.
I think he might go farther than Ricard. Well, actually, what was Ricard? I can't remember now. What was he in the top three?
Four.
Fifth place.
Four.
Fifth
wasn't
place.
It?
No, he was in top
say,
five.
I'm
I thought it was four.
Five.
Oh, yeah, maybe
okay.
I was.
Yeah, Heather got
so
four.
So he'll probably be about the same.
I really like him so far.
I
would never put him in the party.
I could definitely see High in the possibility for finale night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or if not finale night, then maybe right before finale night on the penultimate episode.
Yeah.
Jim, what about...
Yeah.
What are the similarities of 41 and 42? Are we going to see play like 41 and 42 things happen to characters?
Well, you're going to see most of the same twist. You're going to see a couple of the twists tweaked a little bit, but you're still going to see them. So don't think you're out of the woods yet. Actually, we saw, two or three the first episode? So
yep.
you're going to see more of it. And, Eddie, your favorite is coming back. The Hourglass will be back this season, and it's going to be a female again that gets the shot at it.
You know, Jim, I actually like one of the twists that they brought back, where they did a spin off of it with the, instead of the three idols, they're now calling it the three amulets, where they have to say this stupid phrase.
That's
whatever.
That's what I said on Twitter last night. Amulets.
Yeah, and the difference this time though is. In season 41, they were only used as separate idols. But in this one, if you combine all three amulets, they can be exchanged for an extra vote. However, they can also, if they decide to, you know, split off, it can also be used as three separate idols at the same time. So they did add a little bit of an incentive to... maybe because Drea, Lindsay, and Hi got the advantage amulets, so it might give them a bit of an extra incentive to potentially work together down the line. Because if they all three have their amulets, you know, for all we know, they could be in an alliance and end up using that extra vote because of the three amulets.
On the flip side, though, since there's one amulet in play, it becomes a full-powered idol. Wouldn't they want the other two out?
Mm-hmm.
So they have basically an idol. I mean, that would be my play.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, what do you do? Do you want them out so you have more power? Or do you want them in so you have guaranteed power?
Yeah, that's really the dilemma
there. That's another good strategic question.
I mean, there's a lot of different options, and I feel that adding that little extra twist makes it better than how it was presented in last season. Because last season it was basically like thrown together, like, here, you guys say these stupid little quotes, and each and every one of you get an idol.
Yeah, I just, all right, look, I'm just, all right, this is live. This is happening right now. Someone messaged me on Facebook, and they said, I thought hugely odd when they come back from the summit, no one asked where they went. And where they were gone, it was never discussed. Did you notice that? So everyone thinks that final leg on that challenge was kind of iffy. And how the hell did the players that weren't involved on that leg not wonder more about what was going on?
Yeah, the edit was horrible there. They didn't give us any information. That was one of my questions.
Yeah, I mean, Eddie, the thing is, yeah, you may be standing there waiting and thinking, okay, they made this leg harder. And then you're thinking, okay, it's harder. And then you're standing there thinking, wow, it must really be harder. And then you're sitting there thinking, like, damn, can it be this hard? And then they show it with mud and blood and everything. You're not going to question that?
I know.
And especially the way the mud looked. You could tell they put it on their bodies. And that blood.
Yeah.
Where the fuck did the blood come from? You know? Unless, you know, one of them had their period or something. I don't know what else it could be. You know?
And what do you think? Wait a minute. Wait, this gets back to, what do you think about the show? What do you think about the show? They are giving players mud, fake blood, to help them deceive other people. Is that getting too involved in the damn game?
Kind of.
It was a bad twist, and they didn't show us any edit on it. It'll be glad to hear what they say after the season's over, what actually was said during that time.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, what was the point of that? I was like, they could easily just tell people they had to untie just a shitload of knots.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, it could have been a lot of knots or a lot of this, a lot of that. You didn't have to try to embarrass people by using mud and fake blood. That was basically trying to trick people and embarrass them. Why didn't you just have them come back and say there were a ton of knots you had to get through.
Yeah.
I mean, every one
thing,
of us would have called them on it if we were there. Every one of us would have called.
My whole thing is they wanted it to be. They told them to dress themselves up to where they were battle torn and, you know, suffered a whole bunch of wear and tear while trying to get those next paddles. And it draws back to what I said earlier. I have a hard time believing that everybody didn't see how fake that was when two of them came back with completely covered in mud, completely covered in blood. And then you have High, who was probably the only realistic one out of the three when he applied all of his bruises.
Yeah, but the thing becomes, Steve, when you get back to camp and you know those players, they're going to be expected to go wash off, which they do. And you don't see any.
And then there's
cuts.
No mark.
Yeah, you don't see any marks.
That was stupid. I agree.
Which is why I think High was possibly the smartest one out of the bunch because, you know, it could very easily be explained like, well, maybe it was so minor of a cut that, you know, there wasn't, I saw more dirt on him than I saw blood that he applied. So
yeah. Well,
here's my whole problem.
Here's my whole problem with the whole thing. Production is giving you a way to use mud and blood to explain your gameplay. To me, it may be minor, but it's manipulation into the game.
No, it definitely is. And they disguise it with, you guys will get a power. If you do this.
So I would have came back to camp and said, they had all these fake things and we're supposed to put it on it, but I'm going to tell you the truth. They had mud and blood and we're supposed to make up a story. That's not what happened at all.
And I would have stood up on my feet and cheered you for doing that.
Yeah.
I would have called it. That would have won points with my tribe. Because then, you know, they don't know where I'm at or what I'm going to do. Again, only lie when you actually absolutely have to.
Eddie, I would have done the same thing. I would have handled it a little differently. I would have said it probably a little more bluntly. I would have come back and said, look, I'm going to tell you what happened, why it took so long. We got out there, and they gave us options to try to make plays and stuff, and then they gave us a bucket of mud, they gave us a bucket of blood to put on our bodies to deceive our own tribes, and I ain't into that shit. I ain't into the damn show manipulating my damn game.
Yeah,
I
really
agree. I would have called a spade too, Jim, just like you.
Yeah.
And it would have won points with my team, my tribe.
Yeah, I think it would, too. I think they would appreciate that honesty. Yeah, because other people are out there looking like, oh, my God, you're bleeding. And on my tribe, I'm like, and my people are like, oh, they're so fucking stupid. They're not bleeding.
Yeah, real.
Our guy told us the truth.
And then you tell them, you know, you didn't take the risk. Because you didn't want to take a chance. I played it safe. I didn't take the risk thing. I don't know what the others did. They had potential to get an extra vote. I don't have anything. I didn't want to come back and have a mark on my ass.
And honestly, if I'd have been out there, that's what I'd have done. I wouldn't have done that shit. I would not have done that crap. They're just luring you into drama. That's all they're doing. They're luring you into drama. Stay out of the drama. Play your game. Stay out of that crap.
And that's what Jenny did, and Hyde, too, and Omar. They're all just playing a very social game, those three.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, looking ahead, Melissa, who's in trouble this week?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say, well, see, I thought Romeo would be going next. Maybe that was just my hopes and dreams. But if he's not going to be going, then I'm going to say that it's going to be either Daniel. I'll say Daniel or Lydia, possibly.
Okay. All right. Alexis, who's in trouble this week?
Definitely Daniel and Lydia.
Okay, Daniel and Lydia. JB, who's in trouble this week?
I'm going to go with one person. I'm going to go with Daniel.
Okay. All right. Kansas, who's in trouble this week?
I have to go because I would have also have gone with Romeo, but knowing now that he's going to be going far, I'm going to have to agree with y'all. I'll say Daniel and Lydia.
All right. Kim, what about you? Who's in trouble?
I'm going to say Daniel, like everybody else. And I'm going to say Swati.
Okay. All right. Daniel and Swati. Teresa, who's in trouble?
Teresa dropped.
Okay. All right. Austin, who's in trouble?
I was trying to come up with like a more reasonable answer than Daniel, but I think with his injured arm, and like the previous showing him going after Mike, I don't think it's likely that Mike's going anytime soon. So I think they're trying to like show it one way, but I think it's going to go another. So I think Daniel.
Yeah, a little misdirection. Yeah.
Mhm.
Yep. All right, Eddie. Eddie, who's in trouble?
Well, I think everyone's kind of hit it. I mean, we're being led to believe it's Lydia and Daniel, one of those two. That's what it's being led. We're being led to believe. But hey, you know, you saw the preview was all misleading. Drea saying, "What it got to get Drea out or whatever was it?" It's just Tori screaming and that whole routine. What is all that going on? You know, where's all the drama between these two? Looks like
all right. So
what's your
answer?
Biddy Daniel would be obvious, but first two picks.
Okay.
According
all
to
right. Okay, Steve, what do you think? Who's in trouble?
I think it'll be either Daniel or Swati. It's never good when you barely get any screen time in the premiere.
Okay.
In Swati's case, that is.
All right. Wow. What do you guys think about Swati? I mean, do you like her? Are you kind of confused about her? What do you think? What do you think about her, Melissa?
I mean, we really don't know.
I'm confused.
I don't
more
dislike
now
her, but where was she? You know?
I'm confused more than anything else.
Okay. What do you think, Melissa? What do you think about her?
Well, I liked her video. I liked her entrance videos and everything. I didn't think that she'd probably go far. But I didn't dislike her. But last night, she was barely even there. So I don't know.
Steve, I hate to say this, but I will be honest and stand behind it. When I first saw her, the first thought I had, and I may go to hell for this, but the first thought I had was she was part of the Samoan SWAT team in the WWE.
Oh my God! You know, another thing too. It doesn't help her as well that she's on the wrong side of an alliance war on her tribe. With the young against the younger contestants against the older contestants, and the young just lost Zach. So if it's between Swati or Tori, I mean, Tori right now has more content to work with, edit wise,
and
than
she's
Swati
better at challenges.
Does. And she's better at challenges.
I think Kim. I think Tim pointed out something really big. Tori's good at challenges. So, with Ika, if you're looking at challenges, I mean, you got to start with Tori, then Rox Roy, maybe Drea. And after that, what can Swati or Romeo contribute? When you look at Taku, of course you got Jonathan the Beast. Marianne's pretty strong. Lindsay's not bad. Mariah, maybe Omar. You go to Vati, Mike strong, Hai strong, Chanel strong, Lydia strong. Jenny strong. They've got a strong tribe for challenges.
Mm-hmm.
See, Jim, this is why it's so hard because, you know, you're just knowing that Romeo's going to be going far, and I look at him and I don't understand it. I can't see
him
bringing anything.
Yeah, I had him as an early out in my assessment of him.
Well, maybe he is. Maybe he's an early out.
It's so confusing.
And
I mean, it's like, how? How could he get so far?
Well, I'm telling you, maybe he's early out, and that information is not correct.
Oh, I hope so.
We have to wait and see. We have to wait and see. But
I
will tell you
this.
I will tell you this. If the information is correct, he is deeply involved at the Final Four. If the information is correct. If the information is correct.
Yeah, they've given you some bad leads before. That's true.
Well, yeah, it happens. It happens.
He's one that I really hope does not go far because there's so many that really are good,
mm-hmm.
you know, this year. There's so many that look like they could be winners.
Yeah.
And that you really know they're just going to play the hell out of this game. And I see him blowing away in the wind.
Oh, God. See, Kansas, you put me in a spot here because I was going to give you some good information. I was going to give you some good information about Romeo, but I don't know if you want to hear it because kind of a spoiler.
Yeah, I'll hear it. Absolutely.
If I will tell you this. If Romeo gets as far as what I'm told he gets, he don't get a single vote. So...
that makes sense.
He's not. He won't win if he gets that.
Right.
If the information is correct.
I'm glad to hear that at least. Yeah, that's good.
He won't win. He won't win.
Good. That's good.
And if the information is wrong, he don't even get there. But if it's correct, he does not win. So don't worry about that.
Cool.
Before we cut off tonight, how soon is the merge going to be? How soon will they split up the tribes? Because they're 14 now.
I think it's 11, and I've got wrote down who the I'm looking. I've got right down who the merge boot is. Okay.
It's a purple tribe.
Yeah, the merge is purple. Yeah. I'm looking at who the person was that gets booted. The person that gets booted at the merge, they don't become part of the jury. They go to Ponderosa.
That's what happened last season with the Alan Ross.
And that same thing happens this year. And I've got the name. I'm looking for it, and I can't find it.
Honestly,
JJ, you messed with my notes.
Honestly, with the edit, I would not be surprised.
It's a female. I remember that. It's a female. I remember it's a female.
Yeah, there goes my theory.
The merge boot was a female.
I think I know who it is, but I'm not going to say because Kansas doesn't want to hear it.
Thank you. Thank you, Melissa.
All right. Well, so this worked out okay. I didn't say who it was. I just said that it's a female. So.
Thank you, guys, because I'm really I'm going to love this season, and I want to be surprised.
Kansas, I really do think it's going to be a pretty good season. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many good people.
And from what I understand at the end, I can understand why they said they love this season better than last season.
I can understand that.
Well, the premiere was already a lot better than season 41's premiere.
Oh, this premiere was killer, you guys. I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
It really was.
The fact that everyone got confessionals, too.
And, you know, I want to bring this to Eddie's attention because I know he's a huge Survivor Australia fan. But Steve posted a graphic in Whispers today about all the players that got confessionals last night, and it pretty much covered the entire cast. And I saw somebody post in the thread, Eddie, Survivor Australia, you need to pay attention to this. Evidently, Survivor Australia doesn't do it that way.
That's incredibly accurate. As someone who watches it, I could say that's incredibly accurate.
I love it. It's wonderful. It's just really good. The gameplay.
But you do an episode like that. You do a premiere, and you're introducing all these players, and fans are saying, United States, they do it right. They let them have a confessionals. And then Australia fans are saying, wow, we don't do it this way.
Yeah, because what happens is they give all the confessionals in an episode to about 4 to 5 people probably, and then the rest basically get ignored. Like, for example, there was this one girl this season. Like, the merge was like, the pre-merge was like 12 episodes long, 0 confessionals the entire time. She finally gets one on the merge episode. And another guy there was another guy that lasted only 6 episodes, 0 confessionals the entire time.
Wow. So Australia's not perfect either. Perfect either.
Yeah, no. And here's another example. Like, there was this one guy that got 13 confessionals episode 3, probably about 4, like maybe 2 in the next episode, and nothing for another 10 episodes.
Well, they published. You might want to go back and look at that because they posted the confessionals, and everyone got confessionals last season, and everyone's gotten confessionals this season.
Yeah, but
they
you're talking about they got confessionals over the season. We're talking about everybody got a confessional in episode 1.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, how many episodes did it?
Jenny didn't get a confessional in episode 1.
Who?
Jenny. They didn't give her a confessional.
She did.
Yeah, they did. Everyone had a couple.
Yeah,
in
she
fact,
got
every,
one.
In fact,
yes,
she
did.
I think I
when
saw
she
everyone
went
had
to
one,
island.
Too.
She got,
I think I saw
she
everyone
got
had
four
leave.
Of them, actually. She got four. She tied with Mike.
Yeah, I thought I saw everyone got at least two.
Yeah.
They didn't go
Jenny,
like
Jenny
the
had... Eddie, Jenny had more than one.
Yeah, no, I meant, what I meant, not a confessional, I meant that they didn't do her whole life, what she came from. That's what I was, I got it confused. They didn't show any of her past life
well,
or her story.
That's called a backstory, not a confessional.
It's called a backstory. Yeah. Now, don't see much of that on
Australia.
Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. When the Survivor U.S. show does something wrong, I am quickly there to pounce on it and bring it to everyone's attention and let the fans know. But when I think they do a good job, I do the same thing. And I think episode one last night was a very good first episode for this season. I really thought it was good. I thought they covered everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they got a whole lot in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Let me give you guys another example of the bad editing on Australian Survivor. Like right now, the top confessional getter on the current season has 73.
What?
The next highest has 55, and Sandra, who was voted out in like episode 6, third highest at 52.
What?
Yeah.
All right. So
and
wait a minute,
been,
Tim. That show,
yeah.
Tim. That show still going on?
Yeah, it's still going
and
on.
And I've already spoiled the winner in premiere.
Okay. Yeah, because that show lasts about 24 episodes or so, and they're only on episode 16 right now.
Yeah.
The last one was episode 16, rather.
So the whole thing ends with the winner and his wife in the final three.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's what I thought it was. That's the way I thought it was going to go with the way the season's been edited.
Yeah,
he
wins. I mean, I posted this weeks ago in premiere.
Yeah.
He wins. She gets third place. The other girl gets second place. Tim, I apologize. I have no idea what the other girl's name is. I posted it, but I don't watch it, so I don't keep up with him. But it's in premiere.
I'm looking for it.
He wins. She gets second, and his wife gets third.
Was Shay the person you're talking about, the third one, second one?
Eddie, I don't know. I don't know the names. I know the guy that won. I could tell you his picture if I saw it, and I know his wife gets third place, and the other girl gets second place. Tim will find Eddie. Tim will find it. He'll find my post.
I've been searching for it.
Yeah.
That's pointing to Mark and his wife. Sam's playing an incredible game. His wife.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
This move she pulled on a previous episode was